I heard about a guy who survived a plane crash, and you know what his biggest concern was? How much his airport parking bill was going to be when he got home.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Recently, my pastor asked if I would answer three questions about temptation before he got up to speak on the topic one Sunday. I said, "How honest do you want me to be on a scale of 1 to 132? He laughed. He said, "About 68.3. He later told me, "I didn't think you'd be that transparent." Well, I think it's time we guys admitted that we don't always run from temptation like we should, that we need God's help every single day. Pastor Alvin's first question for me was, "How did you go bald?" As if he wanted to try it for himself. I ignored that question. Next up was, "What are some potential temptations in traveling and speaking as you do?" Well, temptation lures us all, but maybe you don't have to look so hard for it when you travel as much as I do. Three temptations come to mind. The first has to do with money. We all know speakers and ministers who've been sidetracked by cash. The second is sexual immorality. There's nothing about being away from your wife and staying in hotels that encourages faithfulness. The third temptation is that of exaggerating your accomplishments. Sounds bizarre, but it's true. To compound things, I realized early that a deep love for Jesus doesn't make you immune to greed and lust and pride. In fact, it may be the opposite. One night, after being on a Chicago TV show, I checked into a hotel by myself, well aware that there were channels on my TV that should have warnings: "The following content is suitable for absolutely no one." When I checked in, the lady at the front desk said, "I just saw you on TV. Thanks for what you said." Well, that's a really good time to put a picture of your family on the TV or the computer. Pastor Alvin's third question was, "What are some of the practical guardrails you've placed in your life and ministry?" Well, I asked friends to help me set up guardrails, to help me be offstage what I am on stage. Billy Graham and his associates came up with a manifesto that's tough to improve on. This is part of it. We will be accountable, particularly in handling finances, with integrity according to the highest business standards. We will tell the truth and be thoroughly honest, especially in reporting statistics. We will be exemplary in morals, clean, clear, and careful to avoid the very appearance of impropriety. On a practical level, this has meant being brutally honest with and accountable to a few close friends. It's meant never being alone with a woman other than my wife. It's meant avoiding environments where it's easy to fall. It's meant that I stopped traveling alone. Sure, it costs money, and not everyone can do this. But when I began taking my wife or my kids or my friends along, everything changed. It has also meant living a thankful life, thankful for God's grace, thankful that there's more joy in the light than in the dark. Through the years, I've suffered for the Lord on cruise ships with Steve Green. He's a celebrated gospel singer who has more years and far more hair than I do. Man, it must be really nice. Steve and his wife, Mary Jean, have modeled these guardrails for me through the years. I love the song he sings. I won't try to sing it for you. "May all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fires of our devotion light the way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey. May all who come behind us find us faithful." I'm sure it's your desire, too, that you live so the preacher won't have to lie at your funeral. I don't know where you've been, but I do know this: it's not too late to start leaving the right footprints behind. And I believe these are practical steps we can take to help that happen.
Laugh Again uses storytelling and laughter to engage people of all backgrounds with a message of hope and joy that is found in Jesus. If you believe in this ministry, we'd ask you to consider giving a special financial gift this month. Your financial support allows us to remain on the air and provides all of our resources free of charge. To donate today, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.